KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
It is now time for Coastal Currents. The coastalist of all currents is brought to you by the lovely people at Cocotat. Thank you, Cocotat, for sponsoring Coastal Currents. And also brought to you by the beautiful people at Bayside Garden Supply. So thank you, Bayside Garden Supply. And a big, giant world of thanks to the lovely people at Solutions Eco Store on the Plaza for sponsoring Coastal Currents. Today, well, usually Delia is here with us. Delia Benz-Kang, she is the main host of Coastal Currents, but she's away. She's in Los Angeles now, and she's tied up in a meeting, and she can't make it. Joining me via the phone, though, is Tammy Trump from the Trinidad Coastal Land Trust. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Larry.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Are you surprised that I'm not also introducing Susan Elliott, also associated with the Trinidad Coastal Land Trust?
We are surprised.
That's a little surprising to both of us. My phone won't let me connect another call, but I'm going to try to.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to try to do it live on the air, because that is exciting. That's how. So let's just do this. This makes for fantastic radio too, by the way. All over Humboldt County, people are calling their friends and saying, hey, tune in to KM right now because he's having some trouble with the phone. So let's let's give this a try. Just if this doesn't work, we'll come up with a plan B live on the air, which will be also exciting.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, see, it won't let you dial. Okay, I'm going to hang this line up. See how it does that?
Yeah, I do. I can hear you dialing.
Yeah, it just dials, but it never gets rid of the dial tone. So, we can do one of two things, I can think. We can just proceed, and you can be the sole Trinidad Coastal Land Trust representative, or you can hand the phone back and forth, or we could try a speakerphone deal if you have that available.
Okay, we could hand it back and forth, or we could try. Want me to try speakerphone now and see how it sounds?
Let's give it a try to see how awful that is, and if it's not too awful, then we'll proceed.
Okay, how's that?
I can hear you fine. Susan, are you there?
I'm here, Larry. Hi there.
Hi. Okay. Yeah, you know, I think you may, maybe, Susan, if you just lean in a little bit more, we'll pick you up better, but we can hear you, so we'll go with this. It's not ideal, but what?
Are we on the air?
We are live on the air.
Well, hello, everybody.
That's why I'm not cursing. Normally, I'd be cursing up a storm. But,
probably a good idea.
Yeah, you know, we'll keep it friendly. So this will work. All right. Well, first of all, thank you both for joining us, and thank you for putting up with this ridiculous technical problem we're having.
Well, thanks for having us. This is very exciting. Yeah.
I think before we talk about the specific event that you're here for, tell us a little bit. I think most people know a little bit about the Land Trust, but maybe not a lot. So tell us what the organization is for and what you guys do.
Okay, this is Susan here. I'll take this one. The organization has actually been in existence for several years, since 1978 was when we originally formed, and at that time it was in response to some properties being purchased by the state, and rather than have them become part of the park, the local residents wanted to maintain coastal access and local control, and so we became a 501c3 nonprofit in 1979, and pretty much over the years, we laid low for a little while and didn't acquire too many more properties. Some were donated, some additional conservation easements were added, and then about 10 years ago, we started to really, actually more like 7 or 8 years ago, we started to really pick up steam again, and we our most recent acquisition has been the 15-acre Little River property, as we like to call it. It's just north of the Little River on the north bank, and it abuts up against Scenic Drive with the with the help of Green Diamond and Coastal Conservancy and a number of other organizations, we're able to purchase that property, and hopefully in the next several years we will be able to connect the Hammond Trail to the south end of Scenic Drive, and so that's one recent big deal for us.
some other properties that people are, I'm sure, familiar with would be Huda Point, Camel Rock. We have an access easement that legally allows the public to access Moonstone Beach down at the parking area owned by the Merrymans, and a number of other trails, Baker Beach, some coastal conservation, some beach access, so that we basically don't run into the same problems that have occurred in Southern California, where you have large tracts of beach that are inaccessible to the public because of private ownership. So I think that's in a nutshell.
So is it accurate to say that, sort of, in addition to preserving the, you know, the pristine beauty of these lands, part of the reason why you acquire these properties is to make sure that public access stays in place?
That's definitely part of our mission. Conservation is definitely one, and coastal access is another, and probably so there are a number of properties or small parcels and places where we have easements that aren't actually accessible to the public, and those are conservation type, more for green belts and wildlife preservation. But the ones that people are most familiar with, again, Huda Point, Camel Rock, there's one North Martin Creek, Moonstone, Baker Beach, those are definitely we'll put in place for coastal access for the public.
Okay, awesome. And I think that it also is accurate to say that you're a 501c3 nonprofit, so that the funding that you have comes through donations that are made through the community and other and through other organizations. And to that end, you have a fundraiser coming up in a couple of weeks. And
somebody
could tell us about that.
All right, I'm going to turn it over to Tammy Trump here, since she has definitely been the major force behind this and has done a great deal of footwork with the artists. So here's Tammy.
Okay. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Tammy. I'm not going to make a Trump joke, by the way.
Okay, thank you.
Because I was working on some involving walls, since you're in the conservation business, but I'm letting that go.
Right, good.
You don't build walls. We break them down.
Okay. So what we're doing is a plein air invitational event. It was the brainchild of Janine Volkmer. She presented that to our board a couple years ago, actually, and we finally jumped on it and got going on it. And the idea was to invite 16 of our finest artists in the area to paint, well, fine artists that live in the area. We have so many, but we chose 16 of them, and it was very hard to nail that down, I have to tell you, because we could have had, you know, so many, but we only have 16 locations that we wanted painted. So we contacted those artists, and they graciously agreed to do this with us, and they all got to choose one of our properties or easements and painted there. And now, through all this whole process, the paintings are in, they're ready to be hung, and on August 5th, we're going to have our big grand opening here. It's actually on Arts Night, Trinidad Arts Night, and we're going to have that go from 5 to 8 on August 5th.
And where's that going to be?
That's going to be right here at our, it's called the Simmons Gallery. It's our land trust office. It's a relatively new building for us. It's kind of exciting. We finally have a space where we can have our meetings, and we have a gallery space here, and it's right kind of tucked behind the Trinidad Library.
Okay.
Right here.
Well, this is a really cool idea, you know, since the properties that are part of the land trust are beautiful, obviously, and but 16 artists, this must have taken a little while to get this all arranged and have the artwork finished.
Yeah, we kept calling it like puppies in a basket, because there's just so many details to put together, like just even getting them to figure out what properties they wanted, and getting the paintings done and getting them turned in, and then they're being gracious enough to let us have the right to do reprints of cards and prints. So we had to get those photographed, and now they're at the press getting ready to be done. So we'll have cards available at the opening as well. So, you know, you can spend $4 on a card, or you can spend a little bit more on a painting. And all the money goes to a really good cause, so it's great.
I'd like to just toss in there, these artists were, Tammy worked the most closely with them, and Janine, of course, but they have just been so incredibly gracious. With the time, and they're just so prolific, and they're really good energy about getting involved and doing this and helping us promote. And so on August 5th, the opening reception that we're having here at the Land Trust Office Simmons Gallery, I believe all of the artists, or nearly all of them, are going to be in attendance, and we'll have live music, and
led music by the Sam Fleas, Trinidad's own surf jam band. Thank you. And we'll sort of be taking over part of Saunders Park, which, if any of you are familiar with that, is the place with the gazebo and the grassy area and the bocce ball court. So we'll be spreading out there with music and refreshments, and Paul Ricard and probably a number of the other painters, a couple, will be painting live on site. So it's we're really looking forward to having a little party and thanking the community and the artists and everyone for their support. Really almost everything we do, whether it's this sort of event or the conservation of our properties, maintaining trails, is so much of a collaboration. So anyway, we hope you all can join us on August 5th, 5 p.m.
It sounds really nice. It just sounds like a really wonderful event. Is Matthew Marshall one of the artists?
He's the president.
We had no. Not this time. Although we might talk him into it one of these days. If you're out there listening, Matthew, consider yourself warned.
He's very talented.
He's
talented. A really good artist. And did you know he also is a bagpiper?
Yes, we know that.
Don't invite him to bagpipe at the event, though.
Not this time, but if we get enough requests, we might put that to Matthew and see where he goes with that.
Maybe he could sit in with the Sand Fleas. That might be interesting.
Yeah, that would be
nice.
It would be a fusion music of sorts.
well, this is awesome, and I know that there's a big big Pro Trails contingent in our community, so folks are excited to know that someday, further down the road, but there may be a way to avoid going on 101 if you're in that area.
And can I add one more thing?
Yes, please.
I want to give a shout out to Revolution Bicycle, speaking of trails and all that. They've donated a bike to us, and we've been raffling that off. So that will be available. Raffle tickets will be available for that. And we also had a really kind donation from a local rental company that gave us a four-night stay at a vacation rental here on Moonstone Heights. So we've got those two things, and we just really thank them. And I would also like to add just a shout-out to all the artists. Do we have time that I could name them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so the artists that we have in our exhibit are Matt Beard, John Crater, Howdy Emerson, Beverly Harper, Bjorn Lundin, and Samuel Lundin, Antoinette Tony Magyar, Susan Wharton, Kathy O'Leary, Paul Ricard, Alan Sanborn, Doc Schluter, Jeff Stanley, Dolores Terry, Rick Tolley, and Jim Welch. And they are just the greatest people I've ever met. I'm just thrilled to have gotten to know them. It's just been such a wonderful experience for all of us to meet them and to just have their great energy as a part of our land trust. And they're just really giving and kind, and it's been wonderful.
Awesome.
We're very appreciative.
Awesome. Yeah. A big, giant thanks to those folks for doing this.
Yeah.
Well, this is a wonderful event, and I hope everybody goes. Give us the where and when one last time, if there's a place online where people can get more information, mention that as well.
Perfect. It's going to be Friday night, August 5th, at the new Simmons Gallery. It's the Land Trust Room from 5 to 8. And you can go to TrinidadCoastalLandTrust.org for more information. And also Facebook. Like us on Facebook. We're really pushing the events on Facebook as well. So go ahead and go Trinidad Coastal Land Trust on Facebook. And our number here at the Land Trust is 677-2501.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you both so much, Tammy and Susan. I really appreciate your time and all your effort putting this together. It sounds like a really wonderful event.
Well, we sure appreciate the time.
Thanks a bunch, Larry.
Yeah, anytime. Thank you, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, there it is. That will wrap this edition of Coastal Currents. I got caught up on the podcast, by the way. So if you're a subscriber to the Coastal Currents podcast, you saw a whole bunch of them coming down the pike recently, and we'll podcast this one by about this time tomorrow, hopefully. So you can always subscribe to these podcasts at km.com. Or you can just go and download individual episodes if you'd rather do that. All right, now on to, let me close out the Coastal. Oh, and thank you again to Coastal Current sponsors. Thank you to Coquetat. Thank you to Bayside Garden Supply. And a big giant thanks to Solutions Eco Store on the Plaza as well. This is Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.